It's like deja vu all over again for Oregon voters this year. And it's not just because John Kitzhaber is making his fourth run for governor. Three of the measures on this year's ballot are making repeat appearances after voters rejected similar versions in the recent past. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Picture this. You settle down in front of the tube one night, and there's nothing on but reruns. So you change channels.
I'm at WKRP.
But you've already seen this, too. Hey, now we're talking. But what's with all these reruns? It kind of feels like we've been down this road before. Sort of like how Oregon voters have already voted on recreational marijuana, a top two primary, and labeling genetically engineered foods. So what's different this time? For one thing, more money.
Well, we're moving on up.
That's true for all three of this year's repeat ballot measures. Supporters have a much bigger stash of cash to work with this time around. But Anna Richter-Taylor of Gallatin Public Affairs in Portland says that won't lead to an automatic victory.
Someone who's run a ballot measure before should listen to the voters and learn lessons about why the voters said no the first time.
The pro-marijuana campaign did just that. Portland attorney Bradley Steinman helped write the initiative that became Measure 91. He says the failed pot legalization attempt 2 years ago was far too permissive.
It was the marijuana community, people that love cannabis. We should be able to grow wherever we want to, however we want to, you know, free marijuana, no taxes.
He says this year's version should appeal more to voters who don't use pot. It provides more state oversight. A 1986 marijuana legalization measure also failed in Oregon. But that brings up another reason why backers of formerly failed measures hold out hope: the passage of time.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Okay, don't get too nostalgic. We're only going back to 2002. That's the first time Oregon voters turned down a measure that would require labels on genetically engineered foods. But former EPA scientist Ray Seidler says a lot has happened in the field of genetic engineering since then.
Can you imagine the amount of science that has come out in the last 12 years? That's a long time. That's more than a decade.
Seidler backs Measure 92 on this year's ballot. It would require food manufacturers and retailers to label genetically engineered foods. Also in the rerun camp is Measure 90. It would create a nonpartisan primary for all candidates. The top two would advance to the general election regardless of party. It's strikingly similar to a 2008 initiative that barely got one-third of the vote. The man behind this year's effort is Jim Kelly.
What's changed is not so much the measure, but what's changed is increasing voter cynicism, increasing dysfunction, particularly at the federal level, you know, with government shutdowns.
And Kelly points out that the percentage of Oregon voters who aren't registered with a major party has risen each election cycle in the past 6 years. He thinks that will work in his favor. Of course, some ideas have appeared many times on the Oregon ballot with little to show. Think sales tax. But the sponsors of this year's three rerun measures hope this time Oregon voters will say, welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.